Hello. Jujutsu Shenanigans episode 2.
Okay, pal. I'm refraining for saying it. Neighbors.
What if there's a bear right there?
A bear?
There's a bear that crawled into a car.
What?
I'm watching TikTok. Leave me alone.
You and your damn TikToks.
You and Instagram reels.
Because
someone deleted TikTok.
Ooh.
My brain is rotting. Damn, where's my neck? I can already hear it. No. Where's my neck? Want my tomatoes?
Cadence.
What?
I'm slapping my meat on the mic.
Quit hitting me.
Oh. Give me. Why'd you smack me with the microphone?
What the fuck?
I fucking went Boba Fett vessel. Huh?
Psych, it's not yours no more. Get the blue rats. Where's the blue rats?
So, Cadence,
I have a question.
Oh, what?
I said, mm-hmm.
Okay, so
what do you think about Donald Trump being president?
Good thing.
Okay.
What do you think about him announcing that there's only two genders?
Huh?
What do you think?
Wait, what did you say?
What do you think about Donald Trump announcing that there's only two genders?
I don't know.
Indubitably. Okay.
Here you go. Your turn. Here we go.
What do you think?
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Okay. What?
It's puppy.
Puppies.
What's your favorite breed? What's your favorite breed of dog?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite breed.
Australian Shepherd.
They are
Greyhound. Greyhound.
Australian Shepherds are extremely cute.
Oh no! Huh?
So, next question of the
day. Give you gotta come up with a question.
Hmm? I already came up with like two.
Oh fuck. Okay. I asked this question to Trevin last night, and he didn't really respond. Cadence, what's a fast food restaurant that you will always be able to count on? Like, no matter the state or city
Jack
or
in the box.
Jack in the Box. So you know they're always going to gonna be good no matter the location?
Yep.
Jack in the Box. Can we get? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Repeat the question.
Damn. I'm munching. Okay, so the question was, what's a fast food location that you could always depend on, like, no matter the location?
What's Taco Bell? Is that right?
She doesn't care about the runs.
Carl Jr.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember now. Okay. Next question. Cadence, you gotta come up with a question now.
Fuck. Wait. Favorite car.
Favorite car. Mhm. Favorite car. I'll probably have to go with the. Nissan Silvia S15.
I don't know if I'm gonna say it right, but the Koenigsegg, the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one. I think it's the Jessica. Cadence, what's your favorite car?
Hold up, I gotta think.
Think. Hell no.
Did I just hear a fly?
You're tweaking now.
Sorry, I'm becoming German.
But your hair's starting to look good. You just gotta get more volume up here. More volume. Volume. Did you wash your hair today? You wash it? Like, do it? We got you volume products. Are you done thinking yet?
Hold on. I'm thinking. There's a lot of good cars.
Ah!
My favorite!
Technically, that means the Mini Cooper. Therefore, I get $10.
What's your opinion on the Mini Cooper?
Not the fucking Mini Coop.
No. $10 for you. No comment. Okay. Next question.
Ranking random flavors.
What the fuck? That's sick. Okay. Burgers or tacos? Cadence, you go first.
You fucker.
You go first.
I did both.
Only one.
Why?
Only one.
Like, do I have a choice to have one every other day? Like,
huh?
Like, do I have the choice to, like, fuck, what's it called? Do I only have to have that if I pick it?
No. Well, actually, yeah.
Fuck.
So, burgers for the rest of your life or tacos for the rest of your life? I do burgers. It's cause, like, with burgers, bro, you could just make a burger and put fucking taco seasoning on that bitch.
Oh shit, you got me. Okay,
but like, wouldn't the same thing go for the? No, cause I would, like, if I made a burger taco, that shit would be buns, or there would be no buns. Buns are like. The buns of the burger are what make the burger a burger. You feel me?
How you feel?
You thought I was feeling you?
I can't say the rest of the lyrics. That ninja is a munch. Okay. What are you picking?
Burger.
Burger. Okay. Can we get you make a question?
Oh, wait.
Favorite rapper.
Wait. Best artist of all time.
You go first.
Okay. Best artist of all time. I'm going first. Okay. My king, my savior, Noah Oliver Smith.
Yeet.
My king. Okay, Cadence, best artist of all time.
How are you?
Yeet.
Boy.
That's Cardi. Okay. Right.
Oh.
Damn.
My nose.
Burn.
Yeet.
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 Hola de guap.
King Tonka.
Alright, so. Kent, your turn to go to make a question.
Would you rather be the smartest person or the wealthiest person?
I'd want to be the smartest person, so that way, because if I'm smart, I would know how to become wealthy.
I'd choose smartest person too, because I'm pretty sure if you're super smart, you can learn how to, what the fuck is it called? Mine Bitcoin.
Oh, yep. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Alright, my turn to make a question. Wait, Cadence, what was your answer?
Smartest.
Smartest, okay. Smartest. Smartness beats wealth. But I feel like wealthy people are already smart.
Never book smart, I'm money smart.
Okay, my turn. Ooh, this is a good one. Sunset or sunrise? Cadence, you go first.
Sunset.
Sunset. I say sunset.
Sunset.
Sunset. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, like, people like watching the sunrise, and then people like watching the sunset. I feel like sunsets are better because it's already warm, you know. Because when you watch the sunrise, bro, it's kind of cold outside, you know. The sun was just gone. But during the sunrise, you know, you're going from daytime to nighttime, so it's still pretty warm outside. And for some reason, I think that heat has to do something with it. Whenever the sun is setting, it has more of like orange and red tones. And then when the sun is rising, it's more of like a blue and yellow tone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I like sunset.
We have multiple pictures.
Yeah. Especially. You could tell when the sun is rising. Like, if you look at a picture, you can just tell whether or not it's a sunrise or a sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Are we time for a question? For our question?
Mm-hmm. What is your morning routine?
Morning routine.
Let's go with Cadence first.
Cadence, what's your morning routine?
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
That's an interesting way to start off your day.
That is not. Probably wake up, get dressed, go to the bathroom, do my makeup, brush teeth, and go to school.
So, wait, hold on. You start off your morning routine by waking up?
Oh, no shit, Sherlock.
Well, I start mine by sleeping.
Okay, whatever.
All right, I guess it's my turn.
Fuck.
What an interesting way to start a day off.
Anyways,
my morning routine consists of waking up, I guess, and laying in bed for a solid 2 hours. And then I convince myself, damn, bro, you're lazy as fuck. Get the hell up. So I get up, get dressed. And then I hit up every possible human being on my phone to see what the move is for the day.
Kavika,
what is thine morning routine?
Oh, God, we had the worst.
I was munching on jalapeno papas.
Goddamn Mexican.
So I don't wake up until he does.
Or?
I wait until some sign from the universe just tells me to wake up, and then this man's just opening the window. And letting my eyes, my retinas burn. So, I sit up. I stare at the wall for a solid 5 minutes to let my brain recuperate, or however you say that
yeah.
word. And then I finally wake up and put the bed away.
So wait. Why do you wait for me to wake up? I've noticed that. I'm
just
like, cause I'll like wake up and you're just laying there, and I'm like, Kavika, and you're like, Like, you're already, like, awake, but your eyes are shut and you're laying there like you're dead.
I told you. A sign from the universe. It, like, you, the moment you...
Why?
The moment you're gonna wake me up, it's just... Ding!
Huh? Dude, it's like... I don't know. It's like, this morning, bro, I pulled that same shit, bro. Actually, no. Weren't you already on your phone when I woke up this morning?
Probably.
It's very rare to see that, but it does happen every once in a while.
Most of those times, I'm just staying up on
them. Okay, Cadence, it's your turn to make a good question.
Damn, I've been learning the shit royal, bro. Oh.
If you could live anywhere, where would you live? Why?
Hmm? Wait, what?
If you could go, like, live anywhere, where would you live and why?
Okay, you go first.
Probably Paris or Tokyo.
You can pick one. Pick one.
Probably Tokyo.
Tokyo, why?
One, the cars, and two, the lights. And good food.
Alright. Let it cook.
And the bitches.
Alright.
The bitches.
Okay, so, my turn. I'm living in... I'd probably live in Texas. Dallas, Texas. And I'll tell you guys why.
Bro wants incest.
What? Hmm? That's Alabama?
Nuh-uh.
Alright. Bro, me did it. I'm picking Dallas, Texas because of... One, the humidity. I actually kind of like the humidity. Humidity. Two, it's always warm, so like there's like no winter in Texas, rarely ever. Three, the car scene in Texas is actually huge. Like, it's a lot bigger than what people think. It's really, really cool. There's a lot of drag racing on highways and stuff, so I don't know, pretty sick. And then number four, because the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico, it's really sick, bro. I want to go to the beach in Texas.
Tokyo. You're picking Tokyo. Just like Caden said, it's fucking crazy over there, mate. It's lights everywhere. You're fucking blinded from every corner. It hurts.
Hello. Okay, I'm gonna make a question.
Nighttime or daytime, and tell me why. Cadence, you go first.
Nighttime.
Okay, why?
Because, one, it's like, it's just prettier. Like, looking at the stars and seeing everything, and then all the lights from cities. Or, like, if you're out in the country, then it's just a very clear view of the sky and shooting stars.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll go. I pick nighttime because for some reason I get like this really weird energy boost when the sun sets, and fuck, maybe I'm a fucking vampire. Anyways, I get like this weird energy boost, like, get like dopamine from it or some shit. Driving at night is like really calming, and yeah, the stars are really pretty. I like to see the all the lights from the city. It's very chill. I'm a night person, bro. Kavika, your turn. I'm a night fiend. What? Your turn.
Don't know the question.
Night or day? Tell me why.
Nighttime.
Cuz.
Kind of like you. I get the weird energy boost. And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna go do a bunch of random shit.
Hella. It just sucks that everywhere, like, I wish there was, like, more 24/7 places in Klamath. Because, like, during the night, there's only so much you could do.
Could you imagine bowling at night?
That'd be fucking sick. Wait, yo, hear me out, bro. Like, imagine going to a fucking pool at night. Like, an open pool.
And they got, like, a bunch of lights.
Yeah, like neon shit. Lights. Mm-hmm. Or like, ooh, you know those like weird, they're like, they're kind of like Christmas lights, but like something you'd have on your patio. So they're not exactly Christmas lights. They have like these bulbs in them. I don't know. Those lights are really cool. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I think they're called Edison bulbs. They're like really, really round. It's like that, but like really tiny, and then there's a ton of them on a strand, like Christmas lights.
Yes.
I kind of want to. Oh, Kavika, you know what I want to do? Hmm? I don't know which paycheck, maybe even this paycheck, but I kind of want to get like a bunch of those lights and then hang them from like the trees around in my front yard.
Yes.
Like, imagine this, bro. It's summer, bro. We have like a la pool. We have a little pool. Then we have a bunch of those lights. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kavika, your turn to make a question. Hella. Oh.
Favorite TV show.
Favorite TV show. Cadence, you go first.
I don't know. I don't want to watch TV.
Yes, you do.
SpongeBob. Or Bluey. SpongeBob.
Okay. Favorite TV show. Oh my god. I got it. Do animes count?
Sure.
Tokyo Revengers. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Okay. The Amazing World of Gumball.
Got it.
Yeah. Cadence, your turn. Your turn to make a question.
Okay. Do you guys find it hotter when a girl makes the first move?
My fault. Miss Click. My fault.
Well, Cadence can't even answer this question because she's not a guy.
Don't even know the question.
Cadence, repeat.
Do you guys find it hotter when a girl makes the first move?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because I'm a lazy ass motherfucker. No, I'm playing. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, well, actually, hold on. Let me explain this. It's like a stereotype for a guy to make a first move. So it's like, when a girl does it, it's like, oh, wow, you actually care about me. You feel? I woke up. My turn to make a question. Vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
I choose. Hold on. Hear me out. Vanilla. Wait. Hold on. Vanilla with a chocolate drizzle. That's where it's at.
I agree.
You hearing me out, Cadence? Vanilla with a chocolate drizzle, or like a caramel drizzle. Yep. Okay, so give me a good, what is your answer? Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Mm-hmm.
Just straight vanilla?
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn to make a question.
Which, like, gaming things would you rather play?
So, like, PC or console?
Console, PC, Switch,
VR,
mobile, VR, all of it.
Honestly, I'd rather play on PC because you could get anything that's on a console on there. And you could hook up a VR. So, PC, it's very universal. Cadence doesn't really game, so.
No. She can still choose. She doesn't have to know the specifics.
Cadence, what would you take?
Probably PC.
PC? Yeah.
I know enough about it.
PC. Same reasoning.
Okay. Cadence, your turn to make a question.
Truck or car? Or bike?
Ooh, what the fuck?
Or bike?
Huh? Oh, bike everywhere.
I'm choosing car.
And?
I'm choosing truck.
Cadence, what are you choosing?
Choopsing? What are you choopsing?
Car.
Car. So we're all car. Guy.
Meow.
I have no idea. That was clean as fuck. I have no idea why I just meowed though.
Meow.
Meow. Okay, my turn. Huh. Dog or cat?
Well, that's not fair.
Cat or dog?
I'm not choosing then.
No. You're choosing.
I can't, bro.
Yes, you have to.
Screw dog or cat. Dog, cat, fucking mouse, chinchilla. What animal would you rather have?
Okay, yeah. Oh, we're okay.
We're going into, like, exotics.
Yeah. So, if you could... if you could have any exotic animal or normal pet, you know, just any exotic pet, what kind of pet would you want?
Like any animal.
Hyena.
Just any animal.
A hyena?
Yeah, who the fuck is going to break in your house with a hyena?
Harley Quinn,
Okay, I'm picking... probably a raccoon.
Komodo dragon.
Yeah, I'm
You're packing? Crazy.
Yeah, come check.
No.
They're down.
My drawers are off. My drawers are off.
Not that cute.
Okay, raccoon, because, first of all, they're like,
coon?
They're kind of like cats, but really big and cool patterns, and
bro, we should
raccoon.
Michael and Isaac on the podcast.
Oh my god, that'd be fucking insane.
Ooh. We should, like, kind of like what we're doing with Cadence, we can call someone and have them be a guest.
Mmm.
I thought she just hung up or something.
Okay. What do you? Oh yeah. Okay. We all went. Can we get your turn to make a question?
If you were to get a house, how many like? What's your dream house basically?
It's like how many rooms? How many rooms?
Yeah.
Cadence, so you go first.
Okay. Probably a big house with like. Five bedroom, two bath.
Okay.
Wrap around porch. Mm-hmm. Nice cars up front, a shop in the back.
Okay.
Quads and stuff, and like dirt bikes, just to go have fun on.
Yeah, it's a dream house. It's like including everything. You know what you forgot, Cadence?
Mm.
You forgot a figure eight track that I could drift on.
Fair.
Okay, my dream house. My dream house consists of. A beachfront house that's also connected to like the woods and stuff. So like, you know, kind of how where the woods meets the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there, with like two tracks. So like one for like dirt bikes and stuff and quads and everything. Then like I kind of want like a giant parking lot looking area. Right, so that way I could like place cones on this giant parking lot thing that I have and like make different drift tracks. I think that'd be sick. And then the house itself, I want it to be like two stories, like four bedrooms, two bathrooms, and then I kind of want two kitchens. Now hear me out. Mm-hmm. You got a kitchen upstairs and one downstairs. Mm-hmm. So that way, like, say I have a bedroom upstairs and I'm like, damn, bro, I need a midnight snack. I ain't going downstairs for that shit. No, I'm going up to my, I'm going to my kitchen on the second floor.
Kitchen that's in the bedroom.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let them cook now. But yeah, no. The one downstairs will be the main kitchen, and then the one upstairs will be like. You know, they'll have a sink and then, like, a little fridge. No stove or anything, just a sink, fridge, and, like, an island and stuff. Stuff like that. Oh, and then I want... So, think about it this way. I want my living room downstairs, but this is how I want it. So, instead of the second floor being above the living room... I want it to be, like, where the second floor is, like, a balcony looking down on the first floor. It's like a loft, almost. Ooh. That'd be sick. Mm. You hearing this, Kenz?
Pretty good. What are you thinking?
So, you know Isaac's layout, right?
Yep.
His house? Yep. I want something like that. But, because I was able to look at... the other rooms, mm-hmm. It's three bathroom, two bedroom, and it's really fucking big. The rooms are massive. So,
you know, else is massive.
Shut your My mouth. Truck. Okay.
Yeah, bro, I was gonna
just
say, low-tooting.
Take your night juice.
I I'm already tired.
All right.
Who's making the question now?
It was her for her. She asked Dreamhouse, right? Or was that you? That was you. Okay, Cadence, your turn.
Let's see. Oh, I just have a question. Okay, would you rather start life with everything you know now?
Sorry. Wait, repeat.
I said, would you rather restart life with everything you know now? Or go 10 years in the future and know nothing?
It's kind of common sense here now. You'll be a prodigy.
Yeah. I'm restarting life with everything I know now.
If you're birthed out already knowing English...
Damn, bro. You become famous and rich.
You'll probably be fucking experimented on, but...
Maybe.
Other than that... You...
Fuck. You just gotta... Goo goo gaga.
Goo... You know the pig from Family Guy? Oink.
Oink.
Oink. It's got like fucking fists instead of hooves. Yeah. Goo.
Goo.
Goo. Ga. Ga goo.
Yo, wait, hold on. Let me cook now. If I'm reborn with everything I know now, when I get reborn, I could just invest in Bitcoin.
True.
Bro, I will like... I would invest in Bitcoin. Cadence, what's your answer?
I'm restarting life.
Kaviga?
He's kind of a no-brainer answer. I already answered.
That's right. My turn. Okay. This one's a really tough one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather listen? So, this is a really... really complicated question. Would you rather listen to songs for the rest of your life and only hear the beat with no lyrics, or the lyrics with no beat?
Lyrics with no beat would sound weird.
I would say beat with no lyrics.
Yeah, beats, no lyrics.
Beat with no lyrics.
Okay. Can we get done?
Let's think about this. Okay, pal. Favorite movie?
How about that?
Kings.
Invisible Fog.
Okay. My favorite movie would probably have to be Castaway with Tom Hanks.
Over the Hedge.
Fucking Over the Hedge. Alright, Kings. You're done.
Would you rather have kids now or never have kids?
Kids now.
Pretty good.
Kids now or never have kids?
Never have kids.
I fucking hate kids.
Kids now.
My turn.
I'm waiting, big juicy.
Would you rather live life knowing or having everyone? Hold on. Would you rather live life and be able to read minds? Sorry, I'm super tired. Would you rather always read minds and you were never able to stop it, or would you be deaf and not be able to hear anything from anyone ever again?
Mm. Read minds.
You don't give a care.
I already said, read minds.
No, for the question.
Oh. How about this podcast has been 40 minutes, so we're going to leave it off here.
I'm falling asleep, bro.
And that concludes episode 2. Arriba.